How full is your bucket? Positive strategies for work and life. Authors Tom Rath and Donald Clifton. The Dipper and the Bucket. Each of us has an invisible bucket. It is constantly emptied or filled, depending on what others say or do to us. When our bucket is full, we feel great. When it is empty, we feel awful. Each of us also has an invisible dipper. When we use that dipper to fill other people's buckets, by saying or doing things to increase their positive emotions, we also fill our own bucket. But when we use that dipper to dip from others' buckets, by saying or doing things that decrease their positive emotions, we diminish ourselves. Positivity, negativity, and productivity. Bucket filling in organizations. Although bucket filling goes far beyond the concepts of recognition and praise, these are two critical components for creating positive emotions in organizations. Killing productivity. Right now, the majority of us don't give or receive enough praise. As a result, we're much less productive, and in many cases, completely disengaged in our jobs. The number one reason people leave their jobs is because they do not feel appreciated. Every moment matters. Our negative culture. Most of us have grown up in a culture in which it's much easier to tell people what they did wrong instead of praising them when they succeed. Instead of celebrating what makes each child unique, most parents push their children to fit in, so that they don't stick out. This unwittingly stomps out individuality and encourages conformity. The emergence of positive psychology. Negative reactions can lead to serious problems. Studies have revealed that the damaging results of stress and hostility have effects on the mind and body. In contrast, positive emotions can buffer us against adverse health effects and depression. They enable faster recovery from pain, trauma, and illness, and positive emotions might lead to an increase in lifespan. Tom's story, an overflowing bucket. Some studies suggest that positivity and negativity are primarily rooted in nature. Others argue for nurture. The most common theory right now is that both nature and nurture make a significant and possibly equal contribution. From the day I was born, each member of my family was determined to help me focus on what I did best. They provided constant support and encouragement. By the time I turned 4, my mother and grandmother had spotted my keen interest in reading. So they would sit with me for hours on end, helping me learn to read. This teaching, nurturing, and attention made a real difference. This focus on positive encouragement continued throughout my education. And instead of dipping from my bucket when I wasn't doing well in music or art courses, my parents encouraged me to focus more time on the areas that gave me personal satisfaction. When I was 16, I started experiencing poor vision in my left eye and confronted my first big life obstacle. Upon hearing this news, I was surprised by how little the news dampened my spirits. From that day onward, instead of focusing on the negative or uncontrollable aspects of this disease, my family helped me to focus on what could be done. I immersed myself in learning how to manage and live with this disorder, for indeed, I saw it as an opportunity to be proactive and stay on top of my physical health. We don't have to allow ourselves to be defined by our hardships. Our responses to difficult events and our emotional state are much more important. Positive reinforcement about our strengths can buffer us against getting overwhelmed with the negative. Making it personal. Suppose that a customer service representative treats you so well when you call in with a problem. Let's say you were so impressed that you asked for his name. And let's also say that you called back later to tell Ahmed's supervisor what he had done to win you over. 30 minutes later, as Ahmed completed a call in which he had won over another irate customer, he got a new email message from his boss. The first thing Ahmed noticed when he opened the message was that his boss had copied a group of Ahmed's closest friends' words from the email. The subject line read, "You made a difference today." Ahmed's eyes immediately moved to the text of the message, where his supervisor described exactly what Ahmed had done to win you over. Ahmed's supervisor ended the note by explaining how Ahmed's actions not only satisfied a customer, but also made that person's day a lot easier. Though fatigued from a long workday in which multiple customers berated him, he was suddenly rejuvenated by the message. Ahmed's boss knew the key to great bucket filling. Recognition is most appreciated and effective when it's individualized, specific, and deserved. Bucket filling versus pocket filling. Consider the true story of Sammy, a manager, and his stellar customer service representative, Megid. When Sammy became a division manager in his organization, he quickly learned that his success would hinge on his ability to inspire his customer service group toward better performance. So he decided to give Meg the raise after the annual performance review. After the declaration, Meg rose with a painful expression on his face, and his hostile body language spoke volumes. The angry rep said that all this was just a plaque and had no meaning for him. Later, after Sammy got over the shock of the whole affair, he started to think about how he could acknowledge Magid in the future. He discovered that the employee loved nothing more than his two daughters, and whenever he talked about them, his face lit up. Before the next year's awards ceremony, Sammy's secretary asked Magid's wife to take her daughters to the best photographer in the area for a formal portrait, and to keep it secret. During the ceremony, Sammy started describing a very special man who was not only the top customer rep, but also a passionate family man. Then, he unveiled the beautiful portrait of Magid's daughters. Magid rushed towards him and shook hands with him warmly, with his eyes glistening with tears. This meaningful and personal type of recognition changed the way he looked at his boss and job forever. 5 strategies for increasing positive emotion. Strategy 1. Prevent bucket dipping. Just as we have to start eliminating debt before we can truly save, we must start to eliminate bucket dipping before we can truly begin to fill buckets. Strategy 2. Shine a light on what is right. Never underestimate the long-term influence of filling others' buckets. Strategy 3. Make best friends. People with best friends at work have better safety records, receive higher customer scores, and increase workplace productivity. Great relationships lead to a significant increase in life satisfaction. Strategy 4. Give unexpectedly. According to a recent poll, the vast majority of people prefer gifts that are unexpected. Expected gifts do fill our buckets, but for some reason, receiving things unexpectedly fills our buckets just a little more. It's about the element of surprise. Strategy 5. Reverse the golden rule. In the case of bucket filling, do unto others as you would have them do unto you doesn't apply. Instead, we suggest a slight variation. Do unto others as they would have you do unto them. It is the rule of individualizing recognition. While certain people want to receive kind words in front of a crowd, others prefer a quieter, one-to-one commendation or compliment from someone they love, admire, or respect. Another aspect of individualization is this. What we recognize in others helps them shape their identity and their future accomplishments. This is why bucket filling must be specific to the individual.